Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into ESP Media coverage of Wyoming Cowboys Athletics as tonight we are at the District 2 Finals. We are at the University of Dayton Arena as the Wyoming Cowboys are set to take on the 22-3 Dunbar Wolverines. Hi, everybody. I'm Greg Waddell, and joining me tonight for the game, and very happy to have with me one of the two angry guys, the less of the two angry guys, the less angry, I guess, of the two angry guys, Richard Skinner here with us. And Skinny, what we have here tonight, I think, is going to be a run and gun, a couple of high-scoring teams here in this District 2 final. Yeah, district final.
Yeah, rarely do you get two teams that match up that are averaging over 70 points a game, but you got Dunbar averaging almost 80, 79 a game officially, and Wyoming averaging just shy of 70 points per game if you include the three postseason games. So, yeah, it's a little bit bigger floor, and sometimes that takes a little bit of a toll, and it leads to a little more slow-down basketball, but both teams want to get up and down the floor, and I think that's what we're going to see tonight.
I think that's exactly what we're going to see. Talking to one of the Wyoming assistant coaches earlier today, and he was telling me, if you haven't seen Dunbar, what you're going to see is almost like a Loyola Marymount back in the 90s, kind of a run and gun team, loves to shoot the three-pointers. They're averaging right around 20 three-point attempts a game. So they're connecting on about 45% of them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, not only are they taking them, but they make a good chunk of them. And they've got four guys that really will shoot it a lot: Devin Baker, Chris Jackson, Stormy Cook, and Caleb McConnell. Those guys combined really have been the bulk of it. They've got almost 500 between them, just the four. So they like to get shots up. We're going to see them get up and down the floor, and Wyoming likes to score it as well.
The pathway here to the University of Dayton Arena for Wyoming, well, it took a little bit extra time in the last game out, Skinny, as overtime, Wyoming did get by Woodward, but a little bit of a test, maybe a little bit of a scare.
Yeah, the first two games were fairly easy. They beat Norwood by 21, beat Aiken by 26, and then fell behind actually by 9 at halftime to Woodward. Came back, were able to force one overtime, and finally won it in the second overtime. So quite a ways to get here, but it's a battle-tested team. 24-1 on the season. They've got some wins over good Division I teams in Hughes, Northwest, and Little Miami. I just got a chance last week to do Moeller and Little Miami on a broadcast, and Little Miami held its own with Moeller, lost by 16 and played very much with them. Wyoming beat them by 8. Again, different times of the year, hard to compare scores, but it shows that you're in the ballpark competitive-wise of a Moeller, which puts you in pretty good company if you're Wyoming.
Well, certainly, if you're Wyoming to compete against a team that competed against a Moeller and it have to be tested like that, that gets you ready for these kind of games here tonight. In that over the double overtime win over Woodward a couple of nights ago, it was Lonnie Grayson leading the way for Wyoming. 27 points in that game, tied his season high. And Lonnie Grayson, well, he's one of the guys that we'll obviously be looking out for the Cowboys.
Yeah, 6'1". Here's the one part, though, only 150 pounds. He's committed to go play basketball at Army. So I'm going to guess when he goes through some boot camp, they're going to put a little bit more muscle on him. But he does a little bit of everything. In three tournament games, he's averaging 22 points, just shy of 6 rebounds, and a little bit more than 5 assists per game. He'll have the ball in his hands a lot, and he does a lot with it.
He absolutely will. Also, Garen Prater, he is playing very well. He averaged this year nearly 17 points a game for the Cowboys, and in his last effort in that double overtime win, didn't necessarily score a lot, but again, his presence out there, both ends of the court, and when you get a chance to watch him tonight, he is really dynamic at both ends of the court.
Yeah, I mean, and he's just a good athlete, 6'6", 205, and he's actually going to go to Ohio State as a preferred walk-on. He was a wide receiver. That's probably what he's going to at least try to play at Ohio State. It isn't him just trying to walk on. They just didn't give him scholarship money right away. They actually asked him to come up and walk on initially. That's what he's going to do, and he obviously, with his size at 6'6", is the main threat inside, averaging a little bit shy of 17 points a game and a little bit over 6 rebounds per game. So he does have to be a presence on both ends of the floor, no question.
We were mentioning Dayton Dunbar and their path there. They score a lot of points. Two games ago, they put up at 100 points in a win over Clinton Massey. And then the last game out, it was a win over Chaminade Julian, who is always a tough team, as we know, one of those GCL schools out of the Dayton area up here. But it was a 76-69 win for Dunbar. And again, for a Dunbar team that likes to put up the points, talking to that assistant coach today for Wyoming, he said, not sure if he's seen a defensive squad like what Wyoming could put up against them. So that'll be an interesting test.
Yeah, and really, when Dunbar's had its problems this year, it's really the teams that have outscored them. They lost to Newark, gave up 89 points, lost to Covenant Catholic from Northern Kentucky, which just lost in their regional championship game to Cooper, arguably one of two or three best teams in Kentucky, lost to them 70-68, and then gave up 98 in a loss to Trotwood. So when they've not been at their best, it's when some teams have been able to match them in a track meet. And Wyoming might be able to do that tonight.
We will certainly see. You mentioned as well, Skinny, maybe a little bit bigger court than the high school that you'll normally see in the Cincinnati area high schools. I was told Wyoming actually did come up this week and got a chance to practice on this court. And you got to think from Dunbar up here in the Dayton area, they've probably been on this court more than once, too.
Yeah, that would be my guess, too. And it is. I mean, most high school courts at the most are 84 feet long. College courts are 94 feet, and those 10 extra feet can make a big difference. In some of the high schools, not all nowadays, but in some of the high schools, they're even shorter than 84 feet. So it can take some getting used to. The one thing it does do is when teams like to pressure you, you're used to them pressing you in a condensed environment. There's a little bit more space and a little bit more room to get some passes off and not get trapped quite as easily on that college floor.
So that'll be interesting to see how that dynamic will play itself out. The winner of this game, well, they will move to the Sweet 16 in Division II, and that game would be set for a week from tomorrow night, where they will play that game at Kettering Fairmont High School. Skinny, I find it kind of ironic. I don't know, OHSAA, whatever it is, going from a college gym like the UD Arena, one that will host NCAA tournament action here in a little over a week, actually a week coming up in a week, and yet going back to a high school when you get into the regional finals at that point, regional semifinals.
Yeah, it is interesting that you are going from college back to a high school environment for a bigger stage of the process. Obviously, Dayton is hosting on Tuesday and Wednesday, first four. I'm guessing they just can't figure out that they want to get the arena back set for a high school game on a Thursday night the next night. Obviously, I'm going to guess that played a role in it as well.
Yeah, that's a lot of turnover, and there's going to be a lot of action going on here coming up next week. We're just a little over a minute or so away from getting things underway, getting the introductions for tonight's game. The Wyoming Cowboys 24-1 on the regular season, 13-1 in the Cincinnati Hills League. Now, of course, good enough for first place in the regular season. Only loss that came to Indian Hill about halfway through the year. And now another 10-game win streak for the Wyoming Cowboys. And as we mentioned, the record for Dunbar, 22-3. And Skinny, they finished a perfect 10-0 in their Dayton Public League schedule.
Yeah, and obviously, as I mentioned, some of the other games that they really pushed themselves. I mean, they scheduled Covecath and the Flying to the Hoop Classic, and that's really kind of their event. And then obviously Trotwood scheduling and playing them. It's smart. It prepares prepares you to play in games like this. It's why you do it, is to be ready for games just like this tonight.
We will take a little bit of a timeout as the introductions and the anthem will take place here at the UD Arena, and we should be back with the opening tip-off here in about 2-3 minutes or so. We'll do that when we return. It is Wyoming Cowboy basketball, Ohio High School playoff action right here from the UD Arena on ESPN Media.
Getting answers, finding solutions. Local 12 News investigates.
As soon as we called you, everything happened very quickly.
Not afraid to ask the tough questions. Taking action, getting the truth. Local 12 News investigates.
Jimmy John's, America's number one sandwich delivery, fast ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
ESP Media and In-Game Sports, located in Cincinnati, Ohio, house the best special event promotions, game management, sales, and media productions in town. The Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown, the nation's longest-running high school football showcase, is one of our signature events. Also, we operate numerous high school athletic media programs in greater Cincinnati. We can support your school and or company with website and mobile app creation and operations, on-site audio and video production studios. We can tackle your project right here under one roof. Contact us today to put our team to work for you. Reach us at 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. Or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. It's your event. We just produce it.
Now the introductions have taken place, and we are just about ready for the district finals here at the UD Arena, the Wyoming Cowboys and the Dunbar Wolverines. Skinny starting lineups for Wyoming. It's been a pretty, well, we're used to the players. If you follow Wyoming basketball, pretty much same cast of characters.
Yes, indeed. Evan Prater will open up with one of the forward spots, 6'4 freshman. Lonnie Grayson at the guard spot, 6'1 senior. It'll be Joey Edmonds, also a 5'11 sophomore at the guard spot. Jake Edmonds, a 6-foot senior, is one of the guards. And Darren Prater playing that post position or that wing position up front. He is a 6'6 senior. For Dayton Dunbar, they go like this. It'll be Devin Baker, 6'2 junior, starting up front. Caleb McConnell, 6'5 junior, along with Brenton Strange, a 5'10 junior. Stormy Cook, a 5'10 senior. And also Chris Jackson, a 6'2 senior. That's the starting five for Dunbar.
And Dunbar wins the opening tip as they will move the ball around down into the left corner, stopping and popping. That one hitting the side of the backboard as a rebound for the Cowboys. Bringing it up is Lonnie Grayson. He's on the left side as he'll pass off to Joey Edmonds, coming back out near midcourt as he surveys. Bounces off to the right side to his brother Jake Edmonds. Jake Edmonds down to the right wing, then back up top to brother Joey. Joey starts to drive in, passes off left. Lonnie Grayson now driving inside, and he'll go right down the middle and put it in. First points go to Wyoming.
Right around the defender. They were man-to-man, and Stormy Cook tried to take him man-to-man. He went around him. Nobody helped. Easy layup for Grayson.
So 2-0, Wyoming with the early lead. Three-point effort for the Wolverines from Chris Jackson. That too strong, and a rebound, Lonnie Grayson. He's got two rebounds already as he looks back to the coach and then passes off right side as Wyoming. Right now with the ball up top is Joey Edmonds. Passing it back off left side. With it is Lonnie Grayson as he will survey. Pass off to Evan Prater. Now Prater quickly passing off to the top of the key. And a three-point bucket good as Joey Edmonds throwing it down for 3 points. And a 5-0 quick lead for Wyoming.
Good start. 2 1-and-done trips. And back-to-back offensive possession successful.
A little spin move by Devon Baker, but he slowed down there as Dunbar will reset over on the right wing. Chris Jackson with the ball. Passing back up top, Devon Baker. He'll move to his right, throw. That one just a bit too strong, and another rebound for Lonnie Grayson as he will bring it up over the timeline. He'll pass off as the Edmonds brothers send it, Jake to Joey. Joey on the left wing, down into the corner, and Evan Prater looking to shoot three, and that one just a bit too strong. Rebound on the floor, controlled by Devon Baker and the Wolverines, an outlet pass almost too far, but then a quick pass underneath and off the backboard. A good Chris Jackson. Chris quick timeout, Jackson. Wyoming. They're not happy with the, timeout, I guess, Wyoming. The defense in that transition. And they'll take a timeout, but Wyoming leading at 5-2.
Yeah, what happened that time is one thing that Dunbar likes to do, it's the reason why they've shot all those three-pointers, 547 of them, 22 a game coming in, is on fast breaks, they'll have a couple of guys fan to the three-point line. That time, everybody ran to the three-point shooter. Nobody ran to the guy ducking to the rim, and that was Jackson, was wide open for the layup. And I think Tim Edmonds wants to make sure in transition everybody's communicating, everybody's talking, and everybody knows what the responsibility is, because it was a breakdown for Wyoming that time. I do like what Wyoming's doing offensively. They're really just doing a nice job spreading them out with a little five-out motion, just throwing cutters through and being very patient the first couple trips, and actually first three trips, getting a layup, a good three, and a good look for a three that Garen Prater missed.
So it will be inbounded underneath as back to action we go. It's a 5-2 lead as we're just about 2 minutes into the first quarter of this district final. Bringing it over the timeline, Wyoming down into the right wing with it, and then back up top, Jake Edmonds has it as he'll throw off left side, Evan Prater with it. Evan Prater surveying as he'll move near midcourt and then throw it back off on the right wing with it is Joey Edmonds. Joey Edmonds hesitating on the right wing and then passing it back off left side. As with it, Lonnie Grayson looking, starts to dribble inside, passes back off. Jake Edmonds driving, and then passing it underneath, but off the hands of Lonnie Grayson, goes out of bounds and a turnover on Wyoming.
Yeah, Edmonds probably should have shot that. He got himself to about 5 feet in the lane, saw a defender coming at him. It was the right decision maybe to bounce it, but just threw it out of bounds.
So inbounding the ball will be Dayton Dunbar, trailing at 5-2 here in the opening 2.5 minutes of the first quarter. Bringing it down into the lane and a nice strong layup, but no good. Devon Baker and a rebound and turned over by Wyoming as Dunbar steals it away. And then a foul on the play underneath on the second rebound.
Dunbar foul number 22. Caleb.
And they're going to call on Dunbar.
Yeah, I think Caleb McConnell went over the back on the second time at it. Good job, though, by Dunbar to hustle. Is Wyoming going to make a substitution? Mo Mitchell comes in, and that's about all the deep they go. They don't go very deep.
Jake Edmonds will take a seat for the Cowboys and getting some pressure now as Dunbar putting a little full court pressure in, but the inbound pass taken by Lonnie Grayson. And he'll
problem when you press this team, though, is they have five guys that can all handle the basketball.
That for sure, and they quickly get it over the timeline, and they'll set it up as Mo Mitchell has it, driving back from the right wing over to the middle and passing off Lonnie Grayson with it. He'll stop and shoot for three, and he'll hit it. Well, that was long range.
That was big time. That was a step back. Looked like he was going to turn the corner, go for a layup. He instead stopped, stepped back, and drilled the three with a hand in his face.
Brenton Strange brings the ball quickly down for Dunbar over to Chris Jackson, who looks to shoot for three, and that was short. But the rebound in and out of the hands of Mitchell, but off the Dunbar player underneath. That ball will go back to Wyoming, leading it 8-2.
Yeah, Brenton Strange had to go off his hands. That was a very quick substitution because Jake Edmonds comes right back in the ballgame.
Jake Edmonds, of course, the son of head coach Tim Edmonds. He's the elder of the Edmonds brothers. Joey Edmonds pretty much running the court most of the time for the Cowboys. He'll take the inbound pass from his brother Jake.
They really haven't trapped out of this pressure yet. They are going full court man-to-man pressure, Greg, but really as soon as it comes inbounds, everybody backs off and they just let a guy work it up one-on-one.
And Wyoming with the ball in the front court now, moving it over to the left wing with it. Lonnie Grayson underneath and a reverse layup and putting it in is Jake Edmonds. And a little behind the back shot, not even a pass, but
flipped it right back above his head as he came up from the right side to the left side down to the block, and a good entry from Grayson.
That's what practice will do for you. Caleb McConnell goes inside and stops and pops for two and makes it a 10-4 game, but Wyoming in the lead. They'll bring the ball quickly over midcourt. Evan Prater, nice cutting pass going inside, but Joey Edmonds pulls it back out. Now he looks to shoot for three. That one just a bit too strong. The rebound picked up underneath, and a stick back up and good from Garen Prater. Makes it a 12, make it 12-4 Wyoming. 3:45 to go in the first quarter.
Probably the first bad shot they took, a little force shot. They end up getting the offensive rebound anyway.
Dunbar now with the ball on the right wing. It's Caleb McConnell. Got a little spin move, trying to drive inside. Ran into traffic, passes it back outside. Three-point shot is good. Stormy Cook, he attempted 187 three-pointers in the regular season and the playoffs, Skinny.
They got a guy, a lot of guys are going to shoot him. He shoots him the most of anybody.
12-7 Wyoming with a lead as we're coming down to 3 minutes to go. A pass off into the right wing and a little short 15-footer up and good. Garen Prater with a couple of quick baskets. Makes it 14-7 Wyoming. Right back the other way, quickly coming up and getting the slow roll but not getting it to fall was Dunbar. And a rebound taken by Lonnie Grayson. He's got about five rebounds already. Tries to drive inside, but he's going to get called for the travel.
Yeah, tried to take a big Euro step through two defenders. If he'd have been a little more patient, he'd have had a three-on-two break. Tried to explode through the defender with a little stutter step and ended up walking as he came through that Evan Prater goes out. Mo Mitchell comes back in.
Evan's got the lot of hair. He's got the big flow going.
They both got a lot of hair, but the one's got more flow. You're right.
That would be the younger of the Prater brothers. Good to hear Mike Jones listening from Florida. Was he spring training it down in Florida? As Dunbar brings the ball underneath and off the backboard and good. Joseph Skates puts it in. And 14-9, Wyoming with the lead. Right back into the front court as they'll hustle the ball up court. Moving around, Lonnie Grayson has it near the elbow right side. He'll pass it back off. Joey Edmonds with it now. Moving to the right, down into the corner to brother Jake. And quickly into the corner with it is Lonnie Grayson. Back up top and resetting are the Cowboys. As we're ticking down to 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. 14-9, Wyoming with the lead. Up top, Joey Edmonds. Left wing now with it is Lonnie Grayson. Back up top, Mo Mitchell has it. As he'll pass off, Joey Edmonds, right elbow into the corner. Garen Prater, he's open, shooting for three. No good, and the rebound taken by Dunbar. Chris Jackson, he'll run the floor quickly. Coming down, he'll pass it off right side. Stormy Cook fakes the three, steps to his left, and then hits another shot, and he will hit the three-pointer.
Got Grayson off his feet, stepped to his left, and was wide open when he did so. It's why you don't jump at jump shooters.
14-12, the score now is Wyoming with a three-point effort, no good, and a battle for the rebound, won by Stormy Cook and Dunbar. They'll quickly get the ball up court, and coming in and laying it off the glass is Caleb McConnell. And that's the first tie we had since we started the game, 14-14. Nice little run for Dunbar.
They can get you real quickly, and they've done it here in this little spurt. Felt like it was an 8-10-point game just a moment ago. A
couple of three-pointers will get them right back in the game from Stormy Cook. And so Wyoming slowing things down now. Ball on the right wing. Jake Edmonds back up top. Grayson quickly left side to Mo Mitchell. And back up to the top with it, trying to go inside. That was Joey Edmonds getting some pressure. He'll move inside the three-point arc. His shot, though, just a bit short. Rebound by Chris Jackson. He'll quickly run to court as he's moving down the left side into the paint. Off the glass. That one no good. That one quickly outletted by Dunbar getting some pressure. Grayson, but he gets it back up court as we're under a minute to go in the first quarter. Wyoming slowing things down now, Skinny, maybe wanting to slow it down and not give Dunbar another crack in the offensive
side. Yeah, they've taken some quick shots here of late, and it's been one and done. This may be last shot time as we approach 30 seconds to go. Just run a little three-man weave out top.
And on the left side, Lonnie Grayson, and he'll move back up top with it. And right side over to Joey Edmonds.
Probably try to get it back to Grayson with about 10 seconds and let him try to go one-on-one. A bad pass.
Oh, turned over. Coming down, Caleb McConnell. It makes a move and off the glass. Good. Off the turnover. And Dunbar, their first lead at 16-14. And now Wyoming's going to have to hurry as we're under 10 seconds to go. If they want one more shot, they'll bring it into the front court. Trying to find an opening, driving into the middle and throwing it off the bottom of the rim. That was Joey Edmonds in the outlet feed. Not enough time for Dunbar. But they finished very strong, skinny, and take their first lead inside the final 20 seconds of that first quarter, 16-14 after 8 minutes.
Yeah, Wyoming's an offensive-minded team, but I think once they had a little bit of a lead, time to maybe slow the pace down a little, because Dunbar finally got at the pace they wanted. It was quick shot, go, get yourself a quick shot, and they finally started making some as the quarter rolled along.
So we will take a timeout. Second quarter coming your way. Wyoming trailing Dunbar 16-14 on ESP Media.
Hey, this is Rich Sturm from Northland Ice Skating Rink here in Cincinnati, Ohio. We have public ice skating on Friday and Saturday nights from 8 to 10, and we have it on Saturday and Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4. If you want to come out and play a little hockey, we have drop-in hockey from 11 to 1 in the afternoon. And if you want to rent some ice, we have plenty of ice available. You can give us a call at 513-563-0008. And you can find us on the web at www.northlandicecenter.com. We hope to see you on the ice.
Back here at UD Arena with Richard Skinner, Greg Waddell with you. Half of the two angry guys, the less of the two angries. When is the next podcast? I'm waiting and waiting and waiting.
The elusive number 11. I hope it's coming up Tuesday.
That's next week.
It is next week.
I guess you got to wait now for the NCAA tournament selection show.
That's right. Big stat in that first quarter, Greg. 4 turnovers for Wyoming, 0 for Dunbar.
And I think all 4 of those led to points for Dunbar as well. Just underway, second quarter action, 16-14. Lonnie Grayson driving inside, passing it back off to the left, looking for 3. And in and out, no good. That was Joey Edmonds. Rebound by Dunbar. They'll throw it quickly up court. Stormy Cook has it inside the three-point arc. Passes it back outside. Caleb McConnell for 3. And that was good. And all of a sudden, 5-3 lead now for Dunbar.
That's the trailer you forget about. McConnell trailed the play. Saw him trailing. Nice pitch back. And Cook doing a good job to find McConnell. He's got 9 now in the game.
We'll see a whistle and a foul on Dunbar. We have not had a whole lot of fouls in this game.
Wyoming hasn't been called for one. That'll be the second. That's Baker's first, second on Dunbar. That's why we had such a quick first quarter. As we get Shamari Jamison in for the first time for Dunbar.
Wyoming inbounding the ball as Garen Prater has it back to brother Evan, and then resetting out near midcourt are the Cowboys, trailing at 19-14. Just underway second quarter action here at UD Arena.
13-0 run for Dunbar. Ooh.
Lonnie Grayson passing back over up top with it now is Joey Edmonds. Back over to Garen Prater looking to shoot for 3, and that one no good. And
good look.
Wyoming's gone cold, though. It was a good look. Rebound again. Dunbar coming up court. Stormy Cook fakes a 3. He'll drive inside and a little soft roller. No good. Rebound Evan Prater for Wyoming. At the first stop for the Cowboys. And a number of chances now is Dunbar in the offensive court, but with it now is Wyoming stepping back for a three-point effort and hitting it. That's Lonnie Grayson, and now led that run. 13-0 for Dunbar.
Second step back three for him. He's got 8. The big bucket gets him off that 14 number they've been hung up on a while.
19-17, Dunbar with the lead. And then Stormy Cook looking to shoot for 3, and he was on the move, and he nails that one.
His feet weren't even set.
Holy smoke, that was a good-looking three. That's 3 three-pointers for Stormy Cook as it's 22-17, Dunbar. Wyoming with the ball on the right side. Edmonds brothers going with it. With it, Jake Edmonds now drives inside. Runs into some trouble. Comes back outside. Then passes up left side. Garrett Prater trying to spin inside, but they're going to call him for the offensive foul. And blow that one dead as, or did he call it? Foul.
He called him for the charge. He charged over top of the guy that just came in, Joseph Skates, a moment ago. Skates doing a good job on the spin move to hold his ground. And I thought it was the right call.
We'll give the ball back to Dunbar. And they have the 5-point lead. Just under 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Dunbar over midcourt. Devon Baker with it as Dunbar's slowing things down now just a little bit.
Yeah, it was one of the first sets they've run all game. Most of this has been transition basketball. They actually are in a kind of a box set to start this.
Caleb McConnell driving inside, but He'll draw the foul, as that'll be the second foul on Jake Edmonds, as he's called for back-to-back, one offense, and now on the defensive side.
No, actually, the other one was on Prater for on the drive, so that's just the first on Jake Edmonds.
Oh, gotcha. And that ball coming inside with it, but turning it over, Joseph Skates, and on the floor getting it are the Cowboys, and they'll try to come back up, trailing by five, as we're down to 5:20 to go here. Second quarter action. Lonnie Grayson gets cut off. Picks up his dribble, passes off to Mo Mitchell into the corner for Jake Edmonds. Edmonds back on the left wing as he'll come back up top, and he looks to reset things. Back left side, Mitchell into the corner. Garen Prater with it. Garen Prater surveys, back up top again, Mo Mitchell with it. Back to Prater on the left wing. Up top, Joey Edmonds now going off to the right side. It is Lonnie Grayson as Wyoming being a little bit deliberate with the ball here right now. Garen Prater got a little bit of a push, no foul. Wyoming fans maybe wanted it, didn't get it. Lonnie Grayson being double teamed, but he'll dribble through and draw the foul. And Lonnie Grayson waited for the players to come to him and then dribbled right through him and drew the foul.
Wyoming having a hard time getting driving lanes right now. The quickness of Dunbar really showing up, and that's why everything right now is being done on the perimeter for them. It's just dribbling side to side or moving the ball with the pass side to side.
Jake Edmonds inbounding off on the right side, and he'll pass it into the backcourt to brother Joey. As we're down to 4:40 to go, second quarter action. Wyoming's only had 3 points in the better part of the last 5 minutes. Nice pass inside, and then off to the right, it is Lonnie Grayson, trying to shoot that three. No good, and the rebound for Dunbar. They'll run the floor, Shamari Jamison. He'll get it right to the top of the key, drop it off, and Caleb McConnell hits another three.
He walked down the floor as the trailer, Greg, literally walked. Nobody saw him, and he walked right into a jump shot. I don't mean walked by the violation walk. Literally, he walked down the floor. Nobody picked him up, and he hit the wide-open three. He's now got 14 in the game.
Wow,
he's
done that a couple of times, just kind of trailing and taking that three. So Wyoming trailing at 25-17. And coming in with it is Jake Edmonds into the lane. He'll pass it on. Mo Mitchell on a reverse layup puts it off the glass. Good. Cuts the deficit at 25-19. Dunbar leading as quickly back up court, Caleb McConnell. Pass off to Chris Jackson. Jackson, top of the key, and then passing it off, turned over. Lonnie Grayson has it. Grayson coming in, spins, and can't get the shot off. It goes off of Chris Jackson out of bounds.
I think they're going to get Jackson for the foul.
Oh, they did call him for the foul. Wow.
Number two, Chris Jackson.
That was a tough one. I don't think we'll see a replay on that one, but nonetheless, Lonnie Grayson gets the turnover, then draws the foul to slow things down and give Wyoming the first free throws for either team in this game, coming with 3:37 in the second quarter. First shot off the front of the iron, no good for Lonnie Grayson. He's shooting 74.7 from the free throw line. So he doesn't miss a lot.
Wyoming's got to figure out something on the defensive end, because Dunbar's just spreading them out, driving into either into little floaters or to kicks for three.
And we talked in the pregame, Skinny, is this wider floor, is that maybe helping out?
Oh, there's no question. When you can go what they do and drive it and kick it, it's just very hard to guard.
Second free throw up and good. Grayson scores, makes it 25-20.
You almost can't give help, but then if you don't give help, it's going to be a layup.
Yeah. We'll see Dunbar back into the front court. Devon Baker dribbles off right and then passes back up top. Caleb McConnell gives off to Stormy Cook, moving to his left. He's looking for three right now, even though he's out halfway between the three-point line and midcourt.
They're five out again, and that's what they just do. They just put five guys out on the perimeter. Now they got to slip into the post.
Nice pass inside, and then trying to second quick pass underneath the basket. Caleb McConnell, and he has the shot blocked, but it goes out of bounds. Evan Prater there all over McConnell. He was underneath the basket, really didn't have a good lane to shoot.
No, might have gotten away with a walk, too. Looked like he took a bunny hop when he caught the ball.
Underneath the basket, Dunbar inbounding it. Stormy Cook driving into the lane, trying to get it off, and that went blocked again by Evan Prater. And Dunbar turns it over. Wyoming dribbling down court and coming inside, and they're going to call another offensive foul on Joey Edmonds. He dipped the shoulder.
Sure did, and kind of out of control, really no lane to drive through. Tried to drive it through a defender. The defender held his ground, and Edmonds dipped that shoulder. Once you lower that shoulder, that's what the referee's looking for. He got him for the easy charge.
His second, team's third. As we're under 3 minutes to go here in the first half.
That's frustrating because you're having a hard enough time getting stops. Yeah. You had a chance to get something in transition. Instead, you got a foul, and they got the ball back.
So Dunbar brings it up court. Devon Baker into the left corner, throws it back up top. Stormy Cook quickly reversing it right side, driving inside. Chris Jackson, and His shot. Well, they're going to call offensive foul on Jackson.
He charged. That'll be the second on Chris Jackson, too. He was out of control on the drive. The other thing that it causes when you pitch out, you close out so fast, and if you don't close out under control, they're pump faking and going by you. That's what Jackson did, but when he got in the lane, really good help from about two or three different Wyoming defenders to stand there and take the charge.
Pressure now from Dunbar as Wyoming underneath their own basket gets the ball in.
Yeah, again, this is just token pressure. It's just enough to bother you.
Yeah.
Make you go 94 full feet with the basketball.
Bringing it into the front court.
Back cut.
Jake Edmonds underneath. They're trying to lay up and getting it up and good as Joey Edmonds. Those two look like they may have done that in the backyard once or twice.
That was a great set.
Quickly back up court, and that three-point effort hit the side of the backboard, but right into the hands of Brenton Strange, who puts it up and good. He's going to say that was a pass, right, from the corner?
Not even a close. It hit the board. Here's a long three.
And that one taken by Joey Edmonds. No good. Rebound by McConnell for Dunbar. He'll throw it quickly up court as underneath Joseph Skates trying to behind a back pass. That one intercepted by Wyoming running the court, but Evan Prater has it stripped away, thrown out to midcourt. And quickly three on one and off the glass good. Stormy Cook lays it in and makes it 29-22 Dunbar. 7-point lead.
He has 11. McConnell has 12. They got 23 of the 29 between them. Bad break there because it was numbers for Wyoming, turned into a turnover, and then three on none basically the other way for Dunbar.
Wyoming with the ball now in the offensive zone. Joey Edmonds over to Lonnie Grayson. He's over on the right side. Makes a move. Steps back from the corner. Looks for three. Nails it good. Lonnie Grayson for three.
He is so good with that step back three. He's got those long legs, and he just takes a stride in and a stride back out to knock the three-point down.
Dunbar back up court quickly and stepping back for the three. No good. Devon Baker. This time the rebound by Lonnie Grayson. Getting some pressure, but gets the ball to Evan Prater, who outlets up the left side. And into the front court goes Joey Edmonds with just over a minute to go here. First half action. Wyoming with the ball in the offensive zone. Trying to cut to what was an 8-point lead just moments ago. Now trailing by four.
Might be a good time to take the air out of this one. Go for last shot. It's a 4-point game. Try to make it a 2 or 1-point game going into halftime. Despite the fact you gave up that 14-0 run.
Jake Edmonds and Joey Edmonds handing off. It's Joey with the ball now. Passing it off right side to Garen Prater. Into the right side, right on the sideline. Lonnie Grayson with it. He'll come back up top and reset with about 30 seconds to go here in the first half.
Dunbar sneaky on the weak side, though, Greg. They'll look to try to jump passing lanes here late in the clock.
Well, remember, they did it in the first quarter and were able to convert, and that really started the big run or really kind of kept it going for the Wolverines. We're under 15 seconds to go now.
See if they get it back in Grayson's hands down to 10.
Joey Edmonds. Handling, he'll pass it off right side, and with it is Jake Edmonds to Grayson. Quickly over to the left side, Garen Prater fakes a three and passes back off. One long last three-pointer, that one's going to be short at the horn for Lonnie Grayson, and that will bring us to halftime as Dunbar had a couple of big runs in there, but Wyoming hanging close as we are at halftime. Dunbar leading Wyoming 29-25. Skinny, we will take a timeout here. We'll come back and get you those first half stats coming up, but we also will have a chance, very happy to have with us after we take a timeout. We will talk with the athletic director at Wyoming High School, Jan Wilking, and we will do that when we return. At halftime here, it's a district final for Division II. It is the Wyoming Cowboys trailing the Dunbar Wolverines 29-25 on ESPN Media.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tim Krimchek. Have you ever looked for a sports medicine specialist over the weekend? Well, for the last 20 years, I have welcomed the Friday night football players and the weekend warriors to visit our Saturday morning injury clinic year-round. Our care on Saturday morning is no different than you'll get during the weekday. This includes MRI and physical therapy services. Call us if you need help in the weekends. Call anytime year-round, 513-354-3700. Remember, 513-354-3700.
The newest urban sports bar is in Covington, Kentucky, just a block and a bridge from the banks in the historic Roebling Point District. Smoke Justice is a one-of-a-kind sports bar. Named after the opening day pitcher for the Covington Blue Sox in 1913, Smoke Justice offers smoked meats, specialty whiskey, a great craft beer selection, live music on the weekends, an adult arcade, and all the sports you can handle. Join us beginning November 1st for a week of celebration in Covington. That's Smoke Justice, 302 Court Street.
Back here at the UD Arena, District 2. District 2, or Division 2, District Final. The Wyoming Cowboys and the Dunbar Wolverines, 29-25 Dunbar in the lead as we are at halftime. And with Richard Skinner, I am Greg Waddell. Very happy to have with us the athletic director from Wyoming High School. Jan Wilking is with us.
Thank you.
Well, that was a lot of action up and down the court there in that first half.
That was a lot. We find ourselves down four, but I'll tell you, they're a good shooting team. We knew that coming in, but, you know, we just got to hang tough.
How much fun has this season been watching these young men?
I'll tell you what, it hasn't just been this season. It's been 4 years most of these kids that, you know, I had to look up some stats today for some media. They are 88-13
wow.
as a class, and you know that's just basketball. You throw in some of the other things these kids have done academically and in other sports, and they're just a special group. It's a lot of fun, to answer your question.
It certainly would seem so. I mean, let's start with a couple of the seniors. Lonnie Grayson, what a great young man. He's going to be going to Army, so that's obviously making everybody
Knights.
Very proud.
Yeah, Lonnie he's one of those kids that you have to say he's not good by all of his talents because of God-given ability. Most of it is he's in the gym every day working at 6 a.m. He's turning the lights out. You know, when I leave for soccer games at 9:30 at night, he's in the gym still shooting. He's good because he works hard. And, you know, Army's got a good one. And he's got a huge upside. He'll just keep working.
And you know, you got to think of the level of commitment. Obviously, you're going into military service. You're training to become an officer. And you're playing a Division I sport. And a lot of times playing a Division I sport, that's enough by itself. And going to class is enough.
Right.
It really takes a commitment because he could have gone some other places and played played basketball. Played basketball, been a student. And now you're throwing an extra layer on it. That says a lot about kids.
It does. He's a very dedicated young man. And, again, he's got a tremendous support system with his family. And he's a special player, and he's a special young man. We're sorry to see him graduate, but certainly look forward to seeing him do some great things at Army.
Garen Prater, another one of the seniors, preferred to walk on to Ohio State, but obviously with what he was able to do on the football field, he's going to be going there to play football. We'll get a chance to see him play in the Scarlet and Gray.
I think so. And, you know, the great thing about him playing football is last year as a junior was his first year playing football.
Oh, no kidding.
And, you know, Andrew Marty, who's a pretty darn good player himself on the football field, you know, he was hurt last year, so we didn't throw a lot. So, really, this was kind of Garen's year to step up and, you know, just three school records. That's all he did this year in 1 year.
What's that, three records?
So he's pretty good, yeah.
Well, Jan, you guys were down 9 at the half in the sectional final to Woodward, found a way to come back.
Yeah.
And what a game.
Probably a little heart-wrenching, but it was worked out for you guys in the end. Down 4 doesn't seem like such a daunting task now, maybe.
Well, I think we need to, you know, maybe play with the lead to give us all our hearts a little bit of a break. But, you know, we'll see. It was a pretty even half. I think they went on a good run. We went on a good run. We got to get back in defensive transition, which I'm sure is what Coach Edmonds is telling his team. That's what I text him. I'm just kidding.
Doesn't mean he's paying attention to it, though, right?
I absolutely did not text him.
Jay, real quick, wrestling, very successful, and I know they still had a couple that were going just within the last week or so.
Two placed in district, so we're very proud of them, Noah Pittman and Yemin Apoor, and they did great. Swimming, you know, when you send 19 kids to the state finals, your swimming program's doing something right. And those student athletes work pretty darn hard. Those swimmers, you know, when I do the transportation schedule and see their bus leave,
that's usually crack of dawn time for
just
them.
Just shake my head and think, okay, good for you.
And that's crack of dawn working in the winter a lot of times. We actually had a pretty good winter, so they got a little break there. But that's getting up crack of dawn, walking through the cold into a pool. Eventually, that's a lot.
All right, and Janet, and also we're told as well, how about the student representation, the families and everybody, over 600 tickets sold to come up here.
I'll tell you, it's 2.8 miles of goodness. That's what I say about the city of Wyoming. And, you know, they support one another, and it's really neat. Half the students down there are wearing their medals from their district finals from the sports they play, which I think is also pretty cool. So, Wyoming shows up wherever they play. There's a lot of support for these young student athletes.
Well, Jan, we're having a lot of fun broadcasting the game.
Yeah,
hopefully we got
you guys,
a long run with this, and
Amen.
We'll let you get back downstairs.
Amen.
And enjoy
I have to give one shout out to my daughter
because
I told her I'd tell her goodnight. So goodnight, Emma.
Does that mean get to bed, Emma?
That means get to bed, Emma.
you can listen to the end of the game, Emma.
Exactly. Just throw it underneath the transistor radio underneath the pillow, like
exactly.
You used to do.
Thanks, guys.
Jan,
thanks,
thank you.
Jan Wilking, athletic director from Wyoming High School. As we are just about ready for second half action, we'll take a timeout. We'll get you some first half stats and have that second half when we return with Richard Skinner, Greg Waddell here on ESPN Media.
Of Beacon Elite Sports Training today. Let Beacon help you reach your health goals best this year. This athletic training program is for all ages. Boot camp, elite, varsity, and youth group classes can work with leading Beacon trainers that know how to help you improve your physical fitness and reach your goals. Beacon Elite is happy to answer any of your training or membership-related calls. Please contact us at 513-530-3000. That's 513-530-3000 to speak to their team.
What do we mean by Cincinnati Smart? It's the power of first-hand experience. It's learning with the best minds and in the best organizations. Cincinnati Smart is impressing your professor and your boss in the same week. It's smart on a whole different level. Cincinnati Smart. It's who you become, it's your competitive edge, and you can only get it at the University of Cincinnati.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
What is Coca-Cola? Is it an excuse to get together? Since 1886, Coca-Cola has been passing on smiles from generation to generation. We've been giving kids scholarships, like the early birds and the all-nighters. And you get to enjoy what matters most. Coca-Cola. Drink up.
Back here at UD Arena, just about ready for second half action. I'm Greg Waddell along with Richard Skinner, and Wyoming trailing at 29-25, but Skinny a little run there at the end for Wyoming, got this back within four.
Yeah, they were stuck on 14 for a long time, and Dunbar started getting some really good stuff done in transition, which is what they like to do, but Wyoming kind of weathered that a little bit. Actually had a chance at the end with a three to maybe cut it to one at halftime. As we look at the first half statistics, Wyoming shot 48% from the field overall, 10 of 21. Just 31%, though, on threes. They were 4 of 13 on three-pointers. Dunbar shot 50% from the field in the first half, but shot over 50% on threes, 56.4 to be exact, were 5 of 9 on three-pointers in that first half of play. Individually for Wyoming, they were led by Lonnie Grayson with 12 points, 5 points for Joey Edmonds, 4 points for Garen Prater, and 2 apiece for Jake Edmonds and for Mo Mitchell off the bench. Dunbar led by Caleb McConnell, who had 12, 11 for Stormy Cook, and then 2 apiece for Brent Strange, Chris Jackson, and off the bench, Joseph Skates. The leading scorer, Devon Baker, came in averaging 17 a game. Greg, did not score in the first half for Dunbar.
Well, small victories if you're looking for anything. Quickly, Dunbar taking the ball into the front court, but turning it over.
And it was a perfect back cut. Strange looked like he threw a perfect bounce pass to McConnell, who just let it get off his fingertips. So that would have been a layup to start the half.
So it will be Wyoming now getting the ball into their own basket, trailing by four, just underway. Third quarter action as it is Jake to Joey, back to, well, Joey and Jake pitching and catching. It's Jake with it right now. Back to Joey, looking on the right side for three, and he nails that shot. And that's a good way to start the second half.
Get a nice turnover, come back down and get a bucket.
Joey Edmonds nails the three and makes it 29-28. Dunbar, Wyoming with their man-to-man defense. Ball into the right corner. It is Chris Jackson. He'll step and look to shoot three. That one's short, but the rebound off the hands of Grayson, turned right back over and off the front of the iron on the layup. Devon Baker no good. And this time it's Evan Prater with a rebound for the Wyoming Cowboys. He's getting some pressure, trying to get the ball up court.
Lonnie Grayson lost that rebound, but then really battled for it to get it back.
Pass inside, intercepted by Dunbar. Looking for the cut to Garen Prater, taken back by Dunbar. They'll come up court. Caleb McConnell off the right wing with it. He'll pass up top of the key, and resetting is Brenton Strange. Back to the right side with it, Stormy Cook. He fakes a three, and in a second chance, he will take a three, but that one no good. Rebound, Evan Prater.
Kind of reminiscent of the first half where they shot threes early and couldn't get any to go.
They certainly turned that around quickly, though, with 5 3-pointers in that first half. Wyoming with the ball now and a chance to regain the lead, trailing it by one. It is with the ball, Joey Edmonds. He'll pass into the corner. Grayson for three. That one too strong. No good. Stormy Cook with the rebound. Quickly outletting it up ahead. Chris Jackson, he winds in. He kind of really dangled in the air and then lays one in good as he had some good hops on that one. And has now a three-point lead for Dunbar.
It was contested. A tough layup. Kind of falling backwards, actually. Didn't really finish through it. Finished going backwards.
He was contorted all over the place. Back up top, looking for an opening and hitting the three is Joey Edmonds as he moved back to his left. And 2 3-pointers here to start the second half for Joey Edmonds and ties the game at 31.
43% three-point shooter on the season. Why not take it when you're open?
And he was, and he did. Into the lane, trying to put one in. Another contested layup. No good this time, Chris Jackson. But the rebound, not controlled by Wyoming, but a long rebound taken by Chris Jackson. But diving, he slid. But they call a timeout as he was sliding.
Yeah, I think Coach Peter Pullen wanted to make sure they maintained possession. I'm not a big timeout guy to maintain possession of the basketball, but he knew his guy was in trouble. It could have been a walk if he hadn't. So
should have been a walk. He was sliding.
He was sliding, but it saves the possession and gives Dunbar the ball back. 5:39 to go here in the third, a tie game at 31 apiece.
Yeah, we are just a little over 2 minutes into this second half. Dunbar led by 4 at halftime, but Wyoming has battled back to tie things up. And thanks to a couple of three-pointers by sophomore Joey Edmonds, his brother Jake obviously putting this program in pretty good hands, but Joey looks like he's going to keep this program on a pretty good roll as well.
Yeah, averages almost 14 points a game. As I mentioned, 43.3% three-point shooter, and got a couple of big ones to start the half.
We've only had 2 free throws in this game.
We have hardly had any fouls.
That's true.
Had just 7 total fouls in the first half. None so far in the first couple of minutes of the second half.
Dunbar has the ball here as they will move the ball into the right wing. Stormy Cook, no opening there, so he'll pass it back up top. Jackson over to the left side. Strange with it. Strange looking to drive in the lane, passing it back off to his right, but off the hands and out of bounds. Stormy Cook could not bring that pass in. Turnover Dunbar.
Well, Mitchell came in for just a moment, actually for defense. He goes out, and back in comes Jake Edmonds just to get a little quick breather.
31-31 to score as Wyoming looking to regain their lead. 5:15 to go here. Third quarter action. Garen Prater, he will move over to the right side, give off to Joey Edmonds, to brother Jake. Jake on the left wing, passing it down into the corner left side. Lonnie Grayson back up top. The Edmonds brothers passing it around over to the right corner now. Garen Prater inside that pass going to Lonnie Grayson, but he's hit as he tries to get the ball.
Yeah, Caleb McConnell stepped in front, tried to get in the passing lane, and just bumped him a smidge. He'll get his second personal foul on it.
That's the first of the second half for either team.
Wyoming's trying to run a guy almost to the elbow and try to get a quick back cut. They got it in the first half, and all you're trying to do there is just get Dunbar thinking about it to create a little space on the perimeter. Nice entry on the inbound.
Oh, and handed it right over to Garrett Prater, who lays it in good as he cut through behind everybody. And the first lead for Wyoming since early in the second quarter, 33-31. Dunbar into the front court, trying to spin a shot in. Caleb McConnell, no good, but the rebound taken right back by Dunbar. And Devon Baker puts it in.
First two for him, averaging 17 a game. Gets his first bucket on the offensive glass.
33-33 the score with 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Dunbar and Wyoming here in the district Division 2 final. They're trying to behind the back pass with Joey Edmonds, but he walked before he passed it off.
And he wasn't trying to be fancy. It just was the pass of least resistance for him because he knew he was about to travel with it, and they got him with the travel right before he threw the behind the back pass.
Devon Baker with the ball as up top, he'll throw it right side. Stormy Cook trying to drive the lane, and well, he looked like he had some contact, but no foul. And Jamison with the rebound. Outlet feed. Evan Prater coming up, and he'll lay it up and good.
Boy, perfect pass by Grayson. Just softly threw it ahead to Prater for the layup.
Lonnie Grayson, a good rebound, and he had to head up court and able to find the cutting Evan Prater to make it 35-33 Wyoming as Dunbar with the offensive ball now. Devin Baker, top of the key, and he'll hit the three-pointer. And like that, Dunbar regains the lead, 36-35.
Can't let him get going. Scoreless first half, but he's got a chance to explode in the second half because he's a scorer.
Grayson on the right wing. He'll move back to the top of the key. Double team. Some pressure. Yep. He'll pass it off left side. Joey Edmonds. Joey Edmonds looking. So he comes back top of the key. Back over to Garen Prater. Garen Prater getting some pressure. He'll put the ball on the floor and then pass off right side. Joey Edmonds with it.
They missed him. He was open for a second. Was getting ready to step into a three. By the time he got the pass, Greg, the defense closed back out on him.
Getting some pressure, Joey Edmonds. He'll pass it off to Garen Prater. Drives, passing off left side. Jake Edmonds, baseline, but lost the handle of the ball.
They're going to get a foul.
Whoa, man. I think Wyoming will take that one.
Yeah, Stormy Cook, it looked like, took a swipe at it. Must have gotten just enough of the body going by. Nice pump fake by Jake Edmonds along the baseline. Created some space, and then Cook reaching back in. Looked like he got the ball, but they said he got the arm instead.
We should say we are at the other end of the court as
five count.
They call a turnover or a timeout?
Nope,
no, they turned it over. Ooh.
Had a hard time getting in, tried to throw a baseball pass in the backcourt. By the time he wound up and threw it, it was Jake Edmonds who was the trigger man. Just a little too late, so Dunbar gets it back with the one-point lead.
Tough turnover for Wyoming. They had the ball in the offensive zone underneath the basket. Could not convert. Dunbar leading at 36-35 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. The winner moves on to the regional semifinals next Thursday night.
That gets you down to the Sweet 16 in the state.
In Division Two, as coming inside and a tough layup, but getting it up and good is Caleb McConnell. That was a tough basket, but makes it again a Dunbar three-point lead.
He's just so long. He's 6'5 with long arms, and when he drives, he just creates a lot of separation with his length.
That would be the wingspan. Like to refer to Lonnie Grayson retreating, then starts to dribble into the lane, getting some pressure, and then gets hit and fouled. And Shamari Jamison not happy with that call, but he was all over.
He was, but I'll tell you what, he did a great job defensively. He kept Grayson in front of him. Grayson then picked his dribble up in the lane. Really was kind of caught in no man's land. It was looking like he was going to lean into a shot or into a contested pass, and just from behind, I thought Jamison did push him from behind.
Third foul for Dunbar. Still none for Wyoming, but another turnover underneath the basket by Wyoming. Running the ball up court and getting hit with the shot as Joseph Skates. And he will head to the line to shoot two for Dunbar Wyoming with a three-point lead.
Wyoming having a hard time getting it in. Had a five count the last time. That time the ball was tipped by the guy guarding the inbounder. They had a four-on-one the other way. About the only thing to save the layup Lonnie Grayson could do was foul.
Jake Edmonds hearing from Father Tim Edmonds, the head coach. And the first basket up and good, or the first shot up and good for Joseph Skates on the free throw. Makes it a 39-35 Dunbar lead.
First free throws of the game for Dunbar, and Wyoming's only shot two as well. So this will be free throw attempts three and four for the two teams combined. That's why we've only got 2:26 left in the third quarter.
Joseph Skates shooting just 45% from free throws, but
didn't look like it on the first one.
Nothing but net the first one. The second one also nothing but net. Makes it a five-point lead now for Dunbar. 40-35 with 2:20 to go here. Third quarter action.
Dunbar doing a little more gambling, a little more trapping, and it's thrown Wyoming off a little bit offensively the last couple of trips.
Mo Mitchell back into the game for Jake Edmonds. Mo Mitchell with the ball as he dribbles over to the left wing. Getting some pressure. He'll outlet back up top to Lonnie Grayson. Grayson starts to dribble inside, gets some pressure. Then Garen Prater off to his right, dribbles down the lane. Tries to go up, but gets fouled.
Well, he got away with a walk. I thought he took an extra step at the end there, and that's what Peter Poole and the head coach of Dunbar signaling. He's signaling, I'm going to travel, but it's going to be two free throws instead for Garen Prater, and those are two big free throws coming up down five.
Garen Prater, 76% shooting two from the line.
Fouling Stormy Cook is second. Nobody in real foul trouble. Most anybody on either team has is two fouls. Cook has two. McConnell has two. Nobody has two yet for Wyoming.
Prater's first shot up and good. As he brings the deficit to 40-36.
Dylan Craver comes in for the first time for Dunbar. Is probably trying to just get a little bit more off the bench with Wyoming playing just those six guys.
Jake Edmonds comes back in, and Evan Prater steps out for Wyoming. Second shot from Garen Prater. That one no good. Rims out, and Caleb McConnell with the rebound. Outlet feed up the right side. Up ahead, Shamari Jamison to the right wing. And pulling back is Devon Baker. Baker dribbles off to his left, looking to come down the middle. As he goes up, he is fouled coming down the middle. And now we're starting to see the fouls just a little bit more. As
well, the more you get a little tired, the harder it is to keep guys in front of you. And Dunbar really taking advantage of some drives. Team second. Foul's going to be on Prater. That'll be his Garen Prater, his second.
Devon Baker, 82% from the free throw line. He will shoot two with Dunbar leading at 40-36.
The shame of that last foul was Mo Mitchell set up to take a charge and took a good charge. Problem was Baker got hit on the arm by Garen Prater on the drive before he ran over Mitchell.
Gotta trust your D sometimes. Devon Baker, second free throw good. Makes it 41-36 back to a six-point lead for Dunbar, who will put some pressure on now on the inbound play.
Just trying to wear down. Again, this pressure hasn't caused anything real from a turnover perspective, but you just face it constantly, and it can wear on you. Just enough of a challenge to get it inbounds, Greg, and then they just clear out and bring it up. But you're getting hounded 94 feet all the way up the floor. That's just a lot of pressure on you.
Joey Edmonds takes the inbound pass. He'll come over midcourt, pass to brother Jake. Jake into the right corner, puts it inside. Garrett Prater trying to go up strong, and he gets the ball to roll around and fall.
Garrett Prater.
Dunbar lead to 42-38. Quickly back up court. McConnell fakes the three-pointer, still with the ball outside the arc, and then he'll pull back as he looks to reset things. That's pretty good when you can fake a three-pointer and keep your dribble skinny.
Well, you know, he hit a couple of those in the first half as the trailer. He was trailing that play again. Looked like he wanted to pull the trigger, but Prater got a hand up on time.
Devin Baker now with the ball, trying to drive inside, but again, as he drives inside, he is fouled.
And it's going to go against Evan Prater. Just didn't get his body quite there to take the charge and got called for the block, and it'll be two more free throws for Devin Baker.
A minute six to go here in the third quarter.
And Prater, that's his first, team's third.
Third foul, as you hear there, for Wyoming in his second half. As Devon Baker nailed his last two free throws. First one this time, rims out, no good.
Well, Wyoming keeps hanging around. Took a little brief lead in this second half after trailing by four at halftime. Trailing by four right now with the second one coming up.
Devon Baker, this time nothing but net good. It's a 43-38. With coming down to 60 seconds to go in the third quarter, Joey Edmonds up court. As he will give off to brother Jake on the right wing. Jake looking to go on the give and go, and now it blocked by the Wolverines. Joseph Skates outlet feed as he controlled the block. Coming back up court, Devon Baker passing down into left corner as McConnell trying to move inside. But
steps on the end line.
So he steps out of bounds.
Well, that was a great block by Skates. They back cut again. Looked like it was going to be an easy layup. Skates coming all the way from the weak side to help and get the block. Again, Wyoming catching a break with McConnell stepping on the end line with under 40 seconds to go now in the quarter.
Skates his 40th block of the season. The ball back near midcourt and nearly a backcourt violation, but pass off to Garrett Prater, and then he got some pressure, turned the ball over, coming back the other way and putting it off the glass is Dylan Craver for his first point. That extends the lead to 7 points now with 20 seconds to go as Joey Edmonds gets the ball coming up court on the right side, and he's going to get fouled by Craver.
Well, Dunbar has really turned the pressure up. They've gotten a little more physical with their pressure. The foul going to be on Craver, as you mentioned. That's their fifth team foul, and part of that's just by being more physical in this second half, and it created a turnover. They blitzed the interchange when they tried to do the dribble handoff. Got double teamed and taken right away from him and got an easy layup at the other end.
Jake Edmonds throwing into the backcourt to Evan Prater. The clock now down to just over 10 seconds to go and a handoff pass.
Almost stolen again.
Right now with it, Lonnie Grayson coming up over midcourt. Lonnie Grayson getting pressure out near midcourt. Under 5 seconds to go. Garrett Prater gets the pass. Is he going to get the shot off in time? He does not. The ball goes in but did not get the shot off. As he tried to drive the lane, Skinny.
Yeah, no question. It came late. I watched the backboard. It's still in his hand when that light came on. And I think all three officials saw it and they wave it off. Unfortunate break for Wyoming.
It certainly is. And that'll keep the lead for Dunbar at 7 points as we are ready to get to the fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout. Wyoming's going to need a big comeback here in the fourth quarter when we return on ESP Media.
Local 12 Sports presents Score Stream. You enter high school scores from the stands, which feeds the Local 12 Sports ticker. Upload game video, and you can see it during our newscast. Download the free Score Stream app now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tim Krimchek. Have you ever looked for a sports medicine specialist over the weekend? Well, for the last 20 years, I have welcomed the Friday night football players and the weekend warriors to visit our Saturday morning injury clinic year-round. Our care on Saturday morning is no different than you'll get during the weekday. This includes MRI and physical therapy services. Call us if you need help in the weekends. Call anytime year-round, 513-354-3700. Remember, 513-354-3700.
With Richard Skinner from Local 12, I'm Greg Waddell. Happy to have you with us here on ESP Media. Wyoming, I need a comeback here in the fourth quarter, Skinny, if they want to keep this dream season going.
Well, Wyoming's got Lonnie Grayson taken out of the offense because they are absolutely face guarding him right now. It's Chris Jackson on the far side face guarding.
Pass outlet fee after Joey Edmonds drove the lane, passed it back outside, and Jake Edmonds draws the foul from Stormy Cook. And that'll be three fouls now on Stormy Cook.
That's team foul number six, so Wyoming going to be in the bonus after this. Got to get Grayson some touches, even if he's being face guarded. He's going to get on the inbounds here.
He will back near midcourt as he looks before he dribbles, and he'll start up on the right side, but getting double teamed. He'll pass off to Garen Prater. Garen Prater on the right wing, nowhere to shoot, passing it back off. Joey Edmonds driving the length and passing off to Evan Prater. Behind him, brother Garen, his shot short. No good, but the rebound rolling back up and in for Wyoming.
Ronnie Grayson, if you're not going to get touches, you might as well go to the offensive glass. He got a left-handed tip in that time and a big one.
That was a big one for Wyoming. 45-40, though. The Cowboys trail it just underway in the fourth quarter. Into the front court, Devon Baker.
Ooh, almost threw it away.
Stormy Cook has it now from the left wing, coming back up top of the key. Stormy Cook looking to drive inside, passing it off McConnell. McConnell on the right side, coming back up top, then giving it off to Baker, drives inside, stops, and then drops a little 10-footer in good. And a seven-point lead again for Dunbar, 47-40.
All 10 of his points have come in this second half. He's our leading scorer, and he's starting to show it.
He's heating up, that is for sure. Joey Edmonds to Evan Prater, right back to Joey Edmonds on the right wing. With the ball, Edmonds then driving into the lane, has an opening, but had the ball knocked away from behind and off his foot.
Yep, it was Devon Baker reached around, got just the tip of it, looked like Edmonds was going to get it back, but it goes off his hands out of bounds, and Tim Edmonds, sensing a little momentum change, is going to take a timeout, down seven.
And we will keep it right here, and we knew Skinny coming into this game, Wyoming was going to have to be defending the three, and Dunbar, well, true to their season stats, they're not shy shooting it.
No, but they, you know, if you look at it, they're 6 of 12 in the game, and really that's 10 less than what they average on
true.
The season. They've just been very effective and efficient when they have shot it. They've really, a lot of times in the second half, taken Wyoming off the bounce a lot more, and Wyoming has chosen not to let them pitch it out. We talked in the first half, you've got to, the way to defend it is you just got to man up and guard your guy. There's really not a lot of help. Wyoming's helped some, but not as much as they have in the first half, so there haven't been a lot of kickout opportunities. They only have 1-3 in the half. Offensively, though, is where Wyoming's got to get something going. They have chosen, Dunbar has in this second half, to take Lonnie Grayson out of the mix by face guarding him, and it's worked very, very well. His only bucket the second half after he had 12 came on that tip-in just a moment ago. And Tim Edmonds got to find a way to get him some touches and get him some shots, too, because he really had a great first half offensively.
Thinking back in the third quarter as well, 13 turnovers for Wyoming, but a couple of those coming underneath the offensive basket.
Yep.
And they had the ball within feet of scoring.
Right.
And get it in.
And it's funny, the first offensive set they ran from underneath in the second half got him a wide open layup, but after that, you're right, two turnovers, a five count, and then a tip pass.
47-40 as Dunbar under, or in the backcourt, will inbound the ball. 6:40 to go, still plenty of time to go in this fourth quarter, but Wyoming's going to need a stop here soon and start putting the ball in at the other end of the court. Devon Baker slowing things down. Now he'll start it back up. He'll drive right down the middle, and that layup too strong. Rebound tipped around, finally controlled by Jake Edmonds. Joey Edmonds. Joey Edmonds, a fancy dribble, and then he'll pass it back to Lonnie Grayson. Grayson at the right elbow, looks to shoot for three, but that one no good.
And he was hunting that one a little bit.
Maybe a little bit early on that one, and the rebound to Dunbar. Devon Baker will bring it up. He'll throw it up ahead to Stormy Cook. Cook into the lane. Has his shot blocked. Grayson in the way of that one. Not a big block for Wyoming. They'll start back up
nice
top.
Pass.
Garen Prater underneath gets the pass and lays it in.
A diagonal bounce pass from the left to the right. That was about a 30-foot bounce pass on a dime from Joey Edmonds.
And that makes it a five-point deficit. Wyoming with 5:40 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Finally switching the ball screen up top.
A little hesitation and driving in and putting that one off the bat. Good, Devon Baker.
Well, he's just basically, they're clearing out for him and saying go one-on-one because they can't keep you in front of him.
That makes it 49-42 again as Wyoming's Lonnie Grayson.
They're blitzing. Whenever they set a ball screen for him, they blitz it with a double team to make him give it up. That's what he had to do.
That means somebody's open somewhere as Evan Prater driving into lane, but oh, they're going to give him the basket as he gets it in, and he draws the foul as he will get a chance to go to the line to make it a three-point play. And
big turnaround because that was a 50-50 call. About to flip the coin. I'm not sure what the right call was. Jackson gets called for the foul. Chris Jackson's third. And a chance for Evan Prater to make it a four-point game by completing the three-point play.
49-44 as Evan Prater shooting 58.3% from the free throw line. And that one rolls around no good. It'll be Dunbar back up court. Devon Baker, right side, again clearing it out as he tries inside, but Evan Prater tips it and then rebounded by Joseph Skates, but then turns it over and then a foul underneath on Dunbar.
It's either going to be Chris Jackson or Baker, one of the two of them, both in the air, but it's going to be 1-1 for Wyoming no matter who that foul's on. Big turn of events, big block shot because Baker had his mind going to the rim again.
Evan Prater started to make his defensive prowess known. And in the regular season, Evan Prater had 19 blocks. He's got a couple here in the second half.
Devon Baker's the one that gets called for the foul as well, his second, but it's a 1-1 for Jake Edmonds.
Jake Edmonds to the free throw line.
Big free throws with the clock stopped and 5:03 to go.
He nails that first shot good. 49-45. Wyoming trying to climb back in and looking to advance on to the Sweet 16 of Division II high school basketball. Second shot, that went around the rim, but falls good.
Well, they want to see if they go, if they don't get something in transition, they're quickly back the other way. See if they don't try to get, well, they got a layup.
Oh, nice pass inside underneath Shamari Jamison all alone down the middle. Red Sea parted there.
Wyoming didn't get back at all in transition.
So back up court now, Wyoming trailing it by five, looking for three, a long three, good. That was thrown back in by Joey Edmonds on the right wing. He was way downtown for that one.
Third three of the half. He has 14 in the game.
51-49, trying a three-point effort and nailing it good at the other end. Chris Jackson, three-pointer for three-pointer. And
big answer, because that was not a great shot. He was falling away when he shot that three with a hand in his face, but drilled it anyway.
Back up court comes the Cowboys as Joey to Jake Edmonds up top. Now Garen Prater has it. Back over to Joey Edmonds. Another three. That time too strong. The rebound tipped around and controlled by Dunbar.
Oh,
they'll start the rush. 3-on-1. Back up court. The pass underneath. And Stormy Cook will put it off the glass. Good. And they get 56-49. And that a definite advantage there for Dunbar after a missed three at one end, converting at the other.
Yeah, got the long rebound and got the run out. Had the numbers 3-on-1.
7-point lead now for Dunbar as into the paint, but nowhere to go as Jake Edmonds. He'll pass outside to the right corner, and nailing the three balls is Garrett Prater. And a quick timeout by Wyoming. And staring that one right down, brings it back to within four for the Cowboys.
They just won't go away, man. It looks like every time Dunbar's about to put him away, Wyoming comes back and sticks a big jump shot. So a four-point game with 3:41 to go. If you're Tim Edmonds, you just got to find a way right now to keep Dunbar in front of you. You actually have some fouls to give, so you can be a little more physical with dribblers. You don't have to let a dribbler go where a dribbler wants to go. You can bounce him and bump him and make the officials blow the whistle. And if I'm Tim Edmonds, that's what I'm telling my guys right now. Listen, next guy dribbles, he doesn't go where he wants to go. Get in front of him, arm bar him, do what you have to do, and let's see if they blow the whistle.
Devon Baker's had a lot of those little runs right down the middle.
Yeah, and he's had a big second half. He's got 3 2-pointers, 3 free throws, and a three. So 12 second-half points for him after going scoreless in the first half.
Wyoming student section coming alive, trying to rally the troops. The Cowboys 24-1. Their only loss of the season came against Indian Hill way back on January the 24th.
And don't forget, they were in kind of a similar situation a week ago in the sectional final, down 9 at the half to Woodward, clawed their way back, and went to double overtime. So you know what this team is made of. When you're 24-1, you've overcome a lot of adversity at some point in the course of the year to win some games, and they're still trying to fight their way through it here in this one. Let's see if Dunbar doesn't go back to Devon Baker maybe in that one. They've gone 1-4 with him a couple of times, put four guys along the baseline, basically said, you take your guy off the bounce, he's got it right now.
Man-to-man for the Wyoming Cowboys defensively as it is Devon Baker up top as he looks for an opening being guarded by Jake Edmonds. Dribbling back near midcourt now, driving inside Devon Baker, and he tried to get the shot off. That one no good, but he does draw the foul, but
Garen Prater
shot it.
Yeah, Garen Prater got a hand on him, but again, he went wherever he wanted to go off the bounce. They just cannot keep him in front. Devon Baker going to get two free throws, and I mentioned already he's a very good free throw shooter, 82%.
You might want to reach in a little quicker if you are going to foul him.
Prater contested that pretty well, but got him on the elbow going up. He missed it.
Wow. Missed a couple free throws now. That one hits the back of the iron, no good.
3 of 5 in the game for an 82% foul shooter.
3:22 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Still plenty of time.
Absolutely. 4-point lead for Dunbar. Make it 5-point lead now for Dunbar as the second free throw is good. Inbounds goes to Alani Grayson. There's the clock running under 3:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Grayson starts up, pulls back just a bit near midcourt, starts up again, driving towards the middle, trying to pass it off to the left tip, but controlled by the Cowboys as Garen Prater has it on the left side, cut off to the middle, and then passing it off again is Jake Edmonds, but gave it over to Evan Priver, who gave it right back to Jake Edmonds, and Wyoming throws it back out and resets now. Joey Edmonds up top with it. Joey Edmonds looking to drive down the lane, and he'll go up and get fouled. And that ball just rimmed out, did not fall, but maybe one too many passes earlier on that little set there for Wyoming. They had the ball right underneath.
Yeah, they had Joey Edmonds actually at the top of the key wide open too, and then skipped it across to Grayson. But a nice drive by Joey Edmonds. Could have been an and one, just had to roll off.
So he will shoot two. And the first one is good for Joey Edmonds. Back to a 4-point deficit for the Cowboys. 2:53 to go on the clock.
Edmonds with 10 second half points. 15 in the game.
Nine of those via the three-point line. He nails both free throws and makes it 57-54.
Now they're going to put Grayson almost face-guarding Baker, it looks like, trying to keep it out of his hands because they just can, once he gets it in, he can't be stopped.
McConnell starts to drive up the right side. He'll pull back, controls the dribble, starts to drive inside again, cut off by Garen Prater, passing off to Baker.
They're just going to clear out and let him go. Grayson's got him. Here he goes.
He'll stop this time near the the free throw line. That shot no good, and a rebound by Evan Prater. And Wyoming has it now as it is a one possession game, 57-54, along the sideline. Grayson is going to be fouled by Stormy Cook. That'll be his fourth foul.
And that'll be double bonus time for Wyoming now.
His fourth.
The clock begins. 2:25 to go. The clock stopped. Lonnie Grayson now a chance to bring this to within one. First free throw. Good.
I like the decision by Tim Edmonds, even though Baker got it back with some space, to put Grayson on him and actually try to keep it out of his hands as much as possible by face guarding him. See if they do it again after this free throw by Grayson.
Tim Edmonds was very confident he was going to make it because he had all four defenders not on the free throw line.
Well, part of it, I think you want to make sure he didn't get beat in transition if they did get a rebound too.
57-56, Wyoming within one now as they were 2:15 to go. And the ball comes into the front court. Timeout Dunbar. Taken by Dunbar. We'll keep it right here as the Cowboys trying to claw their way back into this one. They trailed by 8 at one point, I believe, here in the second half.
Yeah, and right now, defensively, Dunbar got so much more physical in this second half. It's why after having just 13 fouls in the first, or 14 fouls in the first half, they've got 10 now in the second half, and that's fine because it's what caused some turnovers. But now, you got to defend without fouling, because every time you do, you're sending Wyoming to the line for two free throws. The other side of it for Wyoming is, it just looks like right now they're trying to let whoever they can, whether it be McConnell, even Chris Jackson, and certainly Devon Baker, to go one-on-one as much as possible. Devon Baker's the one that has not been stopped in the second half, so I'd look for Grayson to go back on him and face guard him as much as possible. Then you're playing four-on-four basketball, and somebody just has to man up and get a stop.
So again, coming up, the winner of this game will move on to play next Thursday. We should also tell you, if you're a high school basketball fan, we got a pair of games here on ESP Media coming up on Saturday afternoon. I know, Skinny, you will be a part of that with Jeff Schneedle.
Yep.
Oak Hills and Moeller, a couple of teams in respective games.
Moeller, Walnut Hills at the 1 o'clock game, and then a real good one at night. Oak Hills taking on Springfield at 9 o'clock. That should be a real good game.
Unfortunately, I will be up in Duluth, Minnesota. I should say unfortunately. I'll be doing Miami hockey, but I'll be tuned into the afternoon game, listening to that Moeller game in the afternoon. Give me a shout-out.
I will.
You know that I'm alive.
Turnover.
Turnover by the Dunbar Wolverines, running the floor but losing the ball out of bounds. It was Evan Prater.
Just got in too big of a hurry. Oh. Tried to set up a move he was going to make at the end of it. Dribbled it right off his knee out of bounds.
And he was thinking about exclamation point on that one momentarily. He can throw it down, but it's a turnover after Dunbar turned over at the other end.
Grayson face guarding Cook away from the ball again. Cook going to try to set a ball screen for McConnell.
McConnell's got it right now on the left side. He starts to drive inside, pulls back. He looks to shoot it from 15, and he nails it.
Well, that was a tough shot. He was falling backwards with a hand in his face again and was able to drill it.
Aaron Prater was in his face, but makes it a four-point lead now for Dunbar. We're down to 1:35 to go. Joey Edmonds for three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound by Dunbar. McConnell has it. He controls and he'll start to dribble up court. He'll feed it over to Baker. Baker lost the handle. Gets it back under control. Drives inside. Basket no good. Rebound by McConnell. Dunbar keeps it alive with
a
minute 20
to go.
McConnell
got away with a hook. Or did he? McConnell hooked the defender. He took his arm and wrapped it all the way around Prater. And they're going to get Garen Prater for the foul instead.
Oh. With a minute 20 to go and a Dunbar three-point lead. 59-56. But fouls to give for Wyoming. That's just their fifth team. So Dunbar inbounds as Devon Baker with the ball now. He'll come back near midcourt.
Going to go one-on-one. Goes right and Grayson very well. That was a good foul because he got absolutely whipped off the dribble. Knew he had a foul to give. Just reached around and gave it. So that's just team foul number six. But if he didn't foul him, that's going to be a layup for Devon Baker.
He slows it down momentarily. But again, Dunbar inbounds the ball, and it turns it over, but taken right back by Caleb McConnell, who steps outside for three, and he nails it.
That's a dagger. Almost a turnover. Probably not the best shot in the world with over a minute to go, and he makes it a two-possession game in a six-point lead.
62-56. We are under a minute to go. Grayson getting pressure near midcourt, and the ball tied up near midcourt.
Possession arrows Dunbar's.
And it will get turned over back to Dunbar with 52.6 seconds to go. And
boy, that turnover before when they had the layup for Adam Prater, just unfortunately for him, dribbling it off his knee was huge.
And then for Caleb McConnell, that last play, he was the one inbounding, nearly turned it over, and then found the loose ball, and then stepped out and hit a three ball.
Yeah, almost got it. They look like they tried to run a set where they duck him right back into the lane, but it got tipped, and somehow he scoops it up. Turns around at the three-point line open, just a little over a minute to go. Again, one of those time and score situations, you probably don't want to pull the trigger, even though that's what you do as a team. But what's he do? Drills it.
So he makes what could have been two mistakes. I guess in the eyes of the coach, coach will be happy with that in the end. But
got 19 points now, the game's high score.
And a six-point, two-possession game and the lead for Dunbar with 52.6 seconds to go.
And there's not a lot of good options to foul here. The next foul is going to be the 1-1. Baker's an 82% foul shooter. Jackson's an 89% foul shooter. Stormy Cook, 73. McConnell, 79. It drops off some from there, but that's four guys you can at least have the ball in their hands if you're Dunbar. Would you feel confident going to the foul line to make a free throw?
Winner of this game will move on to play the winner of Heath and Bloom Carroll next Thursday over Kettering Fairmont High School at 5:30 p.m. Dunbar's going to need themselves a big comeback here, trailing by six. And Dunbar with the ball. Possession arrow should go back to Wyoming.
Yeah, it'll be flipped as soon as the ball comes inbounds.
Oh, that's off his possession. That's right. So back to the backboard. Devon Baker has it, and then he's quickly fouled as Joey Edmonds right on him to stop the clock.
It'll be Baker to the line for the 1-1. Again, 82%. He's only 4 of 6 on the game, but I think it's one of the guys you want up there right now.
Not sure at this point he wants to be there as well. How many points does he have now? He's scoreless.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 13 all here in the second half.
He is averaging 17, and he's our leading scorer. So he's getting near his game average, but that was all in the second half as Ron Baker looking to make this a three-possession game. First shot is never been dead. 63-56. Dunbar extending their lead.
Still don't have to go for a three ball if you're Wyoming. Just take the best shot available, but you got to do it quickly.
You need to start converting. Devon Baker ready for the second shot, and it is good. 8-point lead now, 64-56. As with the ball in the inbound, Joey Edmonds. He'll start it up court. Clock running. Under 50 seconds to go. Over to brother Jake. Jake hands off. Lonnie Grayson throws it left side looking for three, but that one no good. Garen Prater and a rebound taken by Dunbar. And Devon Baker's quickly going to be fouled as Joey Edmonds will get a hand on him. Stop the clock with 36.5 to go.
But good look. I mean, it's a good look at the three ball. They ran a little flare screen for Prater on that side, figuring he might be the one to get open. And it was a good look. I mean, you're looking at a guy averaging almost 17 points a game. Pretty good three-point shooter, 45.7% on the season. Just couldn't get it to go down. Maybe a step too deep, but got to take what you can get this time of the game.
And Devon Baker will nail the first free throw.
But this, he didn't score in the first half. He makes the next free throw. He's going to finish right on. He's going to get right on his average. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
It was 57-56 Dunbar when they turned it over. Looked like Wyoming was going to get a layup, but turned it over in transition, and they have not scored since.
And Devon Baker makes the second free throw. Makes it 66-56, and now down to just 30 seconds to go. Wyoming's going to need a bit of a miracle. A pass from the younger Edmonds brother, Joey, looking for Grayson underneath, but goes out of bounds and turned over.
Dunbar's adjustment at halftime was they went to a face guard on Lonnie Grayson. He's got 4 points in the second half. The one basket he has, he's got two free throws, one basket. The one basket was a tip-in. And I think Tim Edmonds has decided not to foul and let the game play itself out. I'll tell you what, he has got a nice basketball team. This was a fun team to watch tonight. Dunbar, just a few too many weapons.
They will bring the ball, Dunbar, into the front court, but Wyoming will let the clock run down. Chris Jackson just dribbling, not any pressure from Wyoming, and the Dunbar Wolverines are going to advance on as they will win this district final here. The clock hits zeros, and Dunbar will hold off the Wyoming Cowboys and bring an end to what was a great Wyoming Cowboys season. The final score here tonight at the UD Arena, Dunbar 66, Wyoming 56.
Dunbar's a tough out. I mean, what they do offensively, they can spread you out. They got guys that can beat you off the dribble, and then they got guys that can stick the three ball. And you saw in the second half, Devon Baker in the open floor one-on-one is a very tough matchup. He's 6'2", he's strong, he can shoot the three, he gets to the foul line, makes his foul shots. He was the difference, and I thought, again, the defensive decision that was made to defend Lonnie Grayson with just putting a guy in his face and playing four-on-four basketball worked out very well for Dunbar. And all that said, it was a 57-56 game with a little over 2 minutes to go.
Unfortunately, though, the breaks don't go Wyoming's way down the stretch. And Dunbar will advance, and the end of the career for Lonnie Grayson. He will head to Army.
16 points, and really had the first half. He showed exactly why he's a Division I level basketball player.
Aaron Prater, a preferred walk-on at Ohio State as a wide receiver for football.
Yeah, he had a good game as well. Ended up in the second half with 10 points, 14 all told for him in this basketball game.
And Jake Edmonds, son of Coach Tim Edmonds, a senior, he will be heading to Marion College to play high school, or Marion University, I should say.
But you got a couple of nice parts with Joey Edmonds, the sophomore, coming back, who had a big second half. He had 11 of his 16 points in the second half. And obviously Evan Prater, freshman, who certainly had a great season as well and has a chance to maybe step up and be more of a scorer next year.
District runner-ups, the Wyoming Cowboys, but unfortunately their season will end after a 24-2 record this season. And a disappointing end as they fall here tonight at the UD Arena by a final score of 66-56. Skinny, lots of fun, man.
Greg, I enjoyed it, man.
Yeah,
good stuff. Always being with you.
Yep, good catching up with you again. The Two Angry Guys podcast, hopefully resuming next week.
The elusive number 11 will be back on Tuesday. It will be back.
Fred the Bird,
Harambe, they'll all be back.
All be back. That whole cast of characters. And another little surprise for the Angries as well.
Looking forward to it.
ESP Media is where you can find that. Again, the Twitter feed is Rob, but at ESP Media SN. Sports Network at ESP Media SN. If you like the Two Angry Guys podcast, a lot of fun. It's been fun listening to you guys get back together again.
It has been fun, except we just haven't been together for the last 3 weeks.
Elusive number 11. Well, tough end tonight for the Wyoming Cowboys as they fall tonight to Dunbar by a final score of 66-56. Thanks to Jan Wilkie, the athletic director of the Wyoming Cowboys. Did a great job. It's been a great year. And hopefully the spring sports will be good for Wyoming. Appreciate her. Of course, to Rob Ebel, our executive producer, Elliot Ebel, assisting as well. For Richard Skinner, Greg Waddell, saying so long. Thanks for listening to Wyoming Cowboys basketball as they fall to Dunbar tonight, 66-56 on ESPN Media. Good night. Seems like all we ever hear is no.